the British Airways. What a chaotic incident that's happened to them over the weekend. They've apologised to passengers after they had to cancel all flights out of Heathrow and Gatwick because their computers collapsed basically on Saturday. They're blaming a power supply issue for the collapse of all of their systems. It meant none of their planes could take off. The impact on the bank holiday weekend, it's continuing. Passengers are now facing a third day of disruption. At least 13 short-haul flights at Heathrow have been cancelled. Thousands of passengers at both Heathrow and Gatwick on Saturday were affected. I've been speaking over the weekend to Siobhan Mudd. Now, Siobhan, this was on my Five Live show, was due to fly BA to Greece for her daughter's wedding. I asked her to tell me about what happened to her and other passengers who were caught up in the delays.
Yeah, we got to Gatwick just after 12:30 for our flight. We could tell that the airport was really busy, but we were directed through to stand in the line by the staff, and then we were about six from the front, and they said, our systems broke down, our backup systems broke down, we don't know what's happening. And then all the check-in staff just got up and left. There was one woman.
They got up and left?
They literally, all the check-in staff just got up and left without speaking to anyone. They left one person there dealing with it. And there was just nothing. So we found out on the BBC website, actually, that flights had been cancelled from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And
Hold on one second, because I want to picture this in my mind. So you're standing at the check-in desks, and we can see those all in our mind, right? There are a row of check-in desks, and there are staff sitting there. And presumably there are quite a lot of people queuing up to check in.
My God, there was hundreds, thousands of people. It was just people everywhere.
So are you telling me with hundreds, if not thousands, but let's say hundreds of passengers standing there, needing help, needing advice... Yeah. Are you telling me those check-in staff just stood up and walked away?
Yes, they did. Yeah. And literally, we then heard that the flights had been cancelled about 20 minutes after the BBC website had told us that. They then put a TV notice up on the check-in board saying the flights had been cancelled, all flights till 6 o'clock this evening have been cancelled. And so my sister went off to find the one person that was left. She said, the flights have been cancelled. We won't put you on another flight. Go home. She said, but we're going to my sister's going to her daughter's wedding. Nothing. Absolutely. No help whatsoever.
What response did she get when she explained she was going to her daughter's wedding? What response did she get?
No, absolutely nothing. Just a blank look. No empathy, no sympathy, literally. And so I was just devastated, at the thought of missing my daughter's wedding. And we then spent the next 3 hours on our phone trying to get flights anywhere in the UK to Greece, everywhere. Obviously, it's a busy weekend, it's half term, everywhere's fully booked. So we've driven to Dover. We've got the ferry across to Dover. We're now driving to Brussels Airport, and we're booked on a flight tomorrow afternoon from Brussels. So we're missing all the pre-event of the wedding. We'd sort of organised a meal and to be with family and drinks in the evening, and then the wedding's on Monday morning. We won't get there till about 7, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, if we're lucky, and then we've got to transfer to the hotel. So just... Oh, and we've had to put this all on our credit card. They didn't even give us a bottle of water or anything at the airport. And just, I don't know, I'm just so stressed out. And
do you think British Airways care about you as a passenger?
Absolutely not, And we'd booked British Airways because it was an important event we were going to. My daughter's wedding. I wanted the reassurance of BA. So rather than, a more of a sort of a discount airline. And quite frankly, my parents were on EasyJet and are there now. And, and we're booked on BA business class and we're driving to Brussels at 2 in the blinking morning.
There are two different parts to this story, Siobhan, aren't there? One is the British Airways systems breaking down and their backup systems not kicking in, and what on earth has happened there? And that's one part of the story which people and passengers are entitled to get angry about and for which British Airways have apologised. But the other part of the story, which I'm really interested in, is for any company, be it private or public company, which has integrity about them and really cares about customers, how do they treat a customer when something's gone wrong? And the image that you're depicting is that the majority of the staff who were looking at you with British Airways uniforms on stood up and walked away from you and hundreds of others. Now, what does that say about that company?
Well, it says that they don't value their customers, that they probably weren't getting any information to help their customers, and the frontline staff just upped and left because they were too scared, didn't know what to do. And that left us all feeling, basically undervalued.
What message would you send to the British Airways chief executive?
Well, I would say in this day and age, in the competitive world that they're in, that they've just smashed a massive own goal the way they've treated their customers, because they probably won't have these customers anymore. Because, quite frankly, you know, there were children crying, there were people upset. There was a party next to us that had booked a trip of a lifetime, £15,000 they'd spent on their holiday for their family to America, and they got nothing, you know. Going to a wedding, I don't know if anyone can understand just how stressful it is.
And there was no information coming across the tannoy. There were no British Airways staff trying to say, look, can we get you water? Can we help you with extra information?
No.
Can we say on behalf of the company, we're sorry, they were not doing that?
No, you know, and even saying, we're going to, you know, my daughter's wedding, nothing, not a flicker of empathy or help, or let me try and get you on another flight so you don't miss the wedding. Nothing. You know, it's the biggest day of my daughter's life. And they were quite happy for me to just miss it. And with, just go home. We're not booking you on another flight. How does that make me feel? Well, it makes me feel absolutely wretched.
So that's Siobhan's experience of how the day unfolded. I then spoke to Joe, who until recently worked for British Airways. She told me about her experiences of BA's computer systems.
I feel so sorry for that lady. I really feel so sorry for her, her family, especially her daughter. I also feel very sorry for the staff at Gatwick. And that one member of staff left on her own.
But what's that all about? Is that...
Well, it could be a number of things. It could be the fact that, yes, nowadays, when anything goes wrong, the first reaction from the general public is abuse. And I've suffered it. I've been spat at, sworn at. I was once told by a passenger he hoped I got cancer. That's what the British general public can be like.
But you're not defending. Now, you're not defending
no,
staff
no,
just
no,
walking
no,
away
no,
from
no,
hundreds
no.
of customers.
No, what I was then about to say was maybe those staff had been taken off the desks to be briefed. I don't know. I didn't work at Gatwick. That never, ever happened at Heathrow. Ever in my 35 years' experience, the staff never walked off. Not like that. Ever.
What do you think's going on with the computers?
A new system.
When
it's
was
a new system?
A new computer system.
Yeah.
And when was that brought in?
It's linked up to everything within the airline now, which is why everything's gone down. Phased in over the last 12 months. Yeah, just over 12 months.
So a new computer system has been brought in by British Airways.
Yeah.
No, I must stress that we do not know if this fault is linked to that new system, but you suspect, Joe.
Yeah, not on this scale, but it keeps going down. It keeps going down. It keeps crashing.
So how recently did you work for British Airways?
I'm not saying, but it's very recently.
Okay.
It's very recently.
And you're saying that a computer system had already been showing faults? Are you sure?
Yes. Positive. I've experienced it.
What kind of things were going wrong? What was happening?
It crashes. It just completely crashes.
But if it completely crashes, then how come the public didn't know about it crashing?
Well, exactly. A lot of frequent flyers do know about it. They do know. People that travel with us regularly do know.
So when it crashed when you were on recently, what happened? What effect did that have?
Well, we went to the backup system. That, I think, has failed as well, which is why they're not using it at the moment. And it is all linked. It's linked to baggage. It's linked to load control. It's linked to everything in the airline, which is why, also, it's worldwide. It's all connected up.
And
Wi-Fi-based, and BA were told a long time ago it wouldn't work.
Did this not used to be the case?
No, not with the old system.
How did the old system differ?
Well, for a start, it wasn't Wi-Fi based. This is all connected to Wi-Fi, and I really don't think that's helped. It's complete and utter overload. Other outstations used different systems, so they were linked. We could see what was going on outstations, but they used a different kind of system. We knew passengers, loads, everything like that. But because this, everything in the airline operationally is linked now, it's overload.
And obviously, I'll say again that you're giving us your insight as someone who worked within BA until very recently. It may very well be that there's a counter narrative to this, and for those who installed the computer system were responsible for it, they may have a different version of events. But what you're saying, without doubt, is that when you were working in BA until recently, the computer system was crashing.
Yes, it was regularly.
When you say regularly, how regular?
Well, say this time last year when it was really coming in, it would be on a daily event. Oh, it's gone down. Oh, it's gone down. It's slow. It's so slow.
But when it went down, that wouldn't mean flights were cancelled, would it?
No, this is not. It hasn't crashed to this extent before. But the only thing that surprised me is that it's taken this long for the whole thing to decide to pack up and take itself off. IT warned the company a long time ago.
How do you know?
Work. I know.
This is important stuff. They warned the company of what?
That it wouldn't work. This new system wouldn't work.
You're sure?
I'm absolutely positive. Absolutely positive. I know. I've had it from the horse's mouth. Senior management are not interested.
What do you mean by that?
Well, just it's the money. It's all about the money now.
Well, it's obviously, they would say that the customer comes first, and they would object to what you're saying.
They would say that's a very, very easy thing to say, isn't it? That's a very, very easy thing to say. Very easy thing to say. I've got really close friends of mine who've been understandable. Those people, I've dealt with the general public for a very long time, and that place was packed full of people looking forward to going on holiday. It's a kids' holiday. It was full of kids. The staff in Heathrow, the staff that I work with, care very deeply about our passengers. And the things that I've been hearing from my friends are they feel so sorry for those poor people. We all do. Really feel very, very sorry for them.
I can't understand. Help me understand this. I can't understand why there's not a constant communication message on the tannoys.
We have no authority over that at all. That's all BAA. That belongs to the airport authorities. That's nothing to do with us. At all. We can only phone them and say to them, can you do X, Y, and Z? Now, I know a lot of people have been saying that they haven't heard anything over the tannoys. A terminal is a very, very noisy place to be in. And you can miss those announcements like nothing on earth. And in the end, it becomes like white noise. It's just in the background. Now, I know, hand on heart, that those messages of apologies would have been going out all day. They would have. Stephen. I know lots of people have said to you they didn't even hear anything. I know they would have done. I know those messages would have gone out. But BA, as a company, have no authority over those Hanoi messages at all. We can only phone BAA and say, can you put a message of apology out?
So your central message, really, to this interview, in this interview, is that British Airways were warned about this?
Yeah.
And they should have seen it coming. Is that fair?
Yeah. I know nothing about IT, and I could see it coming. And so could the rest of the staff.
That's quite shocking stuff, isn't it? BT have said in a statement that many BA, British Airways, have said in a statement that many of their IT systems are back up today, and they say that they're doing all they can to restore their flight program, so it goes on. They say, at Gatwick, we're running a near full operation. At Heathrow, we're aiming to fly all our long-haul services. And they apologise for the disruption and the frustration.